This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Dr. Rich Brake, Director of University Stewardship for the Intercollegiate Studies Institute. ISI, as it's also known, released a survey of its National Civic Literacy Study known as Our Fading Heritage, Americans Fail a Basic Test on Their History and Institutions. On Friday, the group made a presentation at the National Press Club to disclose what Americans knew and, more troublingly, did not know about their history and the way their government works. And Dr. Brake, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. It's a pleasure to be on.
Describe the quiz and who you gave it to.
Absolutely. We randomly sampled 2,500 Americans of all backgrounds and educational attainments. We asked them basic questions about their country's history and their economic and political institutions, 33 of them, more than half of them from other nationally recognized citizenship tests, like the citizenship exam for newly arrived immigrants, as well as for the National Assessment of Education Progress for high school students. We also had developed several questions on our own because we, the previous 2 years, had just surveyed college students at campuses all across the country. And that's the real focus. Even though we were doing Americans as opposed to just college students, the focus is on college, and I'll tell you the reason why in a second. But what we found, as you pointed out, is that we have a real epidemic of civic ignorance going on in this country. 49% was the average of all Americans. 70% failed. Here's the types of questions they didn't get right. Less than half knew what the three branches of government were. Only 24% knew this phrase, government of the people, by the people, for the people, came from the Gettysburg Address. 56% actually knew who Paula Abdul was, so that gives you an idea of what they do know. They don't know the Gettysburg Address, though. They don't know what the Federal Reserve Board does. They had a hard time identifying the Bill of Rights and how it prevents an establishment of religion. And we only have 5 or 6 minutes, but I could go on. It really is troubling stuff.
And so what do you do with this information in terms of your own work or just making folks aware of the gaps that exist in the knowledge of America's founding and where we've gone in the past two centuries?
Absolutely. Well, one of the important findings was that Americans with a college degree scored 57% on our exam. Those with a high school degree, 44%. So not much difference. And then when you start to filter out other impacts, we actually found that if you, on your own, read consistently about American history, discuss it with your family and friends, and then go out in your local community and actually do something beyond just voting, you can actually replicate or even do better than an expensive college degree. And why we point that out is that we believe that the solution has to begin with college. Not only is college where we train our future leaders in all our professions who will then take their place as leaders in our civic society, this is the place that trains future teachers. And these are the people that are going to teach kids in elementary school, high school, and college. And we would all agree, even if we're not doing well on it, that schools should be teaching this stuff because a republic is something that requires not an elite, not a set of aristocrats to govern us, but actual ordinary people. And you can't do that unless you know where you've been, and so in order to prevent going in places you don't want to go.
Dr. Brake, you mentioned a moment ago the disappointing numbers that most of the people who took this survey failed it. You also pointed out some of the questions on here, and we should actually point out to our listeners that the test is even easier than you probably suggested because it's not fill in the blank, it's multiple choice, and these people still couldn't pass it.
That's right. And so another, I think, important element of this is that, you know, beyond just specific knowledge about particular important events, the test also measures basic reasoning ability. If anyone with worth his salt could see some of these multiple choice possible answers, it's pretty easy to narrow it down just by process of elimination to at least two. And so, you know, reasoning, being able to kind of have a broad awareness of these issues, the thing that we believe is very striking is that if you had any training in this, you would have a very good chance of doing it. So that just suggests to us the colleges aren't teaching this anymore, and they should. And they should do it in a way that's not political, that's not ideological, but we get down to brass tacks about fundamental principles so that then they can make their own decisions about what their country should or should not do.
And Dr. Brake, there may be some people listening thinking, oh, I could have done better than those people, and others dreading how they would have done if they had the chance to take it. The point is, they do have the chance to take it at your website, don't they?
Absolutely. Go to AmericanCivicLiteracy.org and take the test yourself. I challenge you to do better. And then if you're also interested in finding out about some schools that are actually doing a pretty good job of educating kids and also some ones that aren't, you can go to collegeguide.org, because the two kind of go hand in hand. We want to see how Americans are doing, but then we also want to hold colleges accountable.
And we'll see how the numbers on this change year to year. I know you've done this test before, and unfortunately the numbers aren't really getting any better. I do have some encouraging news, though. I got a 91, so if I can do that well, I know our listeners can do even better.
I've done a lot of radio interviews the last couple of days, and what I found is that a lot of these interview shows are asking their callers to do the questions. Talk radio listeners do much better on the test than ordinary Americans. So that's an interesting finding, just anecdotally.
Dr. Brake, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Dr. Richard Brake is Director of University Stewardship at the Intercollegiate Studies Institute. Again, to take the test and learn more about it, go to AmericanCivicLiteracy.org. This is Dateline Washington.